taxi free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
Oh, yeah, it is the Stu Show. But, I didn't mean to stop the music. But nobody knows me better than my wife. But there is a man who comes close. Dave Templeman. And he doesn't want me to listen to this song. He wants me to hear it. And it's from the 1960s. And here it is.
I'm a little bit hated. Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide. And oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl.
Shag now and shag later.
Hey there, Georgie girl, dreaming of the someone you could be. Life is a reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
Okay.
It's time for jumping down from the shell. Deep inside, bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see
a new Georgie girl.
Give it up for the Stu Show. Give it up for the Stu Show. Okay. I'm gonna start off quickly with back when I was a kid. I might have maybe been like a freshman in high school or something. But my mom read a lot. And she loved like tea with a snack, her pillow and a comforter. And just read her books. And one time she's at work and I went to look on her table next to her bed. And I picked up the book that she left on the nightstand. It was, If Life is a Bowl of Cherries, Why Am I Always in the Pits? And for the first time, I thought, wow. My mom's life must really suck. Like, she must hate this shit. Like, raising three kids in a small condo in Nauto by herself. That's what I figured out. Wow. Well, for a lot of people, life just isn't a bowl of cherries. And then I think, so let me get this straight. Life kind of sucks a lot, unless you're a super hot chick. So all you have to do is marry a rich man, keep your looks up, and you're rich and taken care of, so what do you do for the community? And she's like, I bring rich men here so they can bring their hot wife or lure me away for a better life. I was like, whoa, alright. Kind of scary. But, when I was also young, maybe a year past that, I was talking with my friend Jackie Greco, and we were still in high school for sure, and my mom was totally against alcohol and drugs, and Lady J, she told me that her family let them have a glass of wine at dinner, and I thought to myself, my mom is so against any fun, it's all work and no play, and that makes you a good person. And it really made me think, like, oh boy, kind of a raw deal, but there is one thing I want to play for y'all, and it is what if.
You know what, I just find women that just like, I think they're great. I don't want this to come off like, I don't want to come off here like I'm some woman here, because, you know, I know I'm a psycho, but it's just like, I don't know, I just find them to be like relentless. Just every day, they just got to come at you. They just wake up, they have an agenda, and so they're like these psycho robots that never run out of batteries, and every day they keep fucking, keep coming at you. Right? You got to deal with that every single day. Hey, honey, you ready? And you literally, you know, every day, it's like waves hitting the beach, you know? Every day, just eroding a little more of your life away, you know? Just waking up inch by inch, and every day just... Why are you hanging out with him? He drinks too much. Where'd you find that? That's ugly. Throw it out! So one day, you're just hanging out in the middle of a lagoon, just floating there with your baseball cards. You're waving to your friends back on the shore. Don't get me tickets. I still like sports. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes. Hey, honey, how you doing? No, I'm trying to learn how to pick my battles with my girl, you know? That's what I am, you know? I used to argue all the time. I'm just trying to pick the battles. Someday, they come at you. You just got to let them go. You just let them go and follow them to whatever dumb shit they want to do. Like, hey, come get a picnic. We're having a picnic. You bring the good bank and you fucking... Another thing...
Doggy. Okay. Life is life. But, all right. My son goes to preschool right now. But he doesn't go 5 days a week. And so he's not going to be at school on Wednesday. But the school gets in touch with us and lets us know that they're all going to go to this aquarium. And they'd like it if I would come. And I'm thinking in my head, okay, they might need some help taking all these kids. Because it's a super busy road to get to this aquarium and they're going to walk. And so I was like, yeah, all right. What time do I have to be there? My wife's like... You have to be there at 9 o'clock sharp because they are leaving at 9. And I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. So I get there, and this woman is having, like, story time with all the kids, and they're watching videos. And then they start singing songs for, like, 10 minutes. And then I was like, okay, we're done that. Let's go. Let's do this. And they're like... Okay, now we're going to have ice cream and cookies. And so every single kid gets ice cream and cookies. And then that finally wraps up. And I'm like, okay, we're ready to bounce now. Let's go to the aquarium. And they're like, oh, hold on. Okay, everybody. Talking to the kids. We all have to use the bathroom now. So line up. So every single kid has to go use the bathroom. And I was just like, oh boy. Alright. So, we start walking towards the aquarium. And I'm in front and I got the stop sign, and so I'm blocking traffic. And when we hit the four lanes with loads of traffic and people drive like 50, 60 miles an hour. Even if it's green, I'm stopping traffic, but all the kids are waving and everyone's super friendly, and we just get all the kids across. And we get all the way to the school, and we'd already set an appointment with them to be there at 10 o'clock. And when we get there, the door's locked. And so I knock on the door, and this one dude that I know who works there, because I have a fish tank, and I see the dude, and he looks at me, and he just turns around and walks out the back door and just keeps going to work. Just fucking standing there, everyone's wondering what's going on. Da 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 da. We have to start singing "Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round" to the kids. That the other, a minute goes by. Da da da. I see someone again. fucking banging a little harder this time. The guy looks at me, and I put my finger, like, waving it towards me, like, come here, dude. So he walks over, and he starts talking. And I'm like, I can't hear you. Like, I put my finger to my ear. So he takes out his keys, opens the door, like, 5 inches, and goes, yeah, no one's allowed in until 10:30. And I look, and I point. And he looks and sees, like, 20 kids standing there with a bunch of moms and people who work there. And he goes, whoop, and just locks the door and walks away. And then this chick comes to the door, and she's dressed like a construction worker, total bull dyke. And, I mean, it's obvious she's lesbian. So she freaking opens the door, and she's, like, kind of trying to apologize and, okay, let's do this, baby, baby, baby. And I just went, hold on 1 second. Who owns this aquarium? And she's like, I do. And I'm like, you're rude. You are rude for leaving all these kids and us on this super busy street when we had an appointment with you at 10. And we even gave you like a 15-minute window and showed up for 10:15 and you still wouldn't let us in. And then the big fucking 6'8 tattooed fucking full-sleeved guy comes out. Gets in my face. He's all like, are you with these guys? And I'm like, no. And he looks at me like, what? And I go, boom. And I kind of throw the stop sign down at his feet. And I'm all, yeah, I just brought him here, brah. And I just took off. And then I waited like 10 or 15 minutes a couple blocks away. And I see him come out. So I ran back and I helped him bring all the kids back. But that was fucking bullshit. Fucking hate mean people. Anyway. The volcano right by the house I built in Hawaii has totally erupted and is going crazy right now. And if I still lived in Pohiki Road where I lived in Hawaii, I would be evacuated and fucking everyone on that whole road is. And I want you guys to look it up on Google. Check out the lava on the Big Island. It's really bad, man. Like 30 houses have burnt down. And the fucking lava goes like 200 feet in the air. Look at some of the night photos and shit. So if you could fucking put your thoughts to the Big Island and all the drama that's going on there, man. It's fucking huge. But, you want to hear someone else who got screwed? Oh, yeah. This guy.
Mark Schiller's ordeal. The muscle-headed gang had trashed his home and burned through his money. They were now hungry for another score.
Now, if the police had listened to him and had investigated, Frank Rieger and Christina Furton would probably be alive today.
That's what I'm talking about.
So anyway, when I lived on the Big Island, we'd go from Pohiki down to Pohoa and then up to Hilo. And there's a store on the way. And during the day, in front of their store, they sell only corn on the cob. You're like, what? But at night, they open the store's doors and they rent and sell porno DVR, DVDs, you know, movies and shit. And we called it Corn and Porn. So if you ever want to go to Corn and Porn, you know to go to the Big Island. Like, it's always the millionaires, not the billionaires, that just get totally stuck. Right? Am I right here, people?
By May of 1995, 5 months after his harrowing escape, the Sunjin Gang had burned through all of Mark Schiller's money.
They'd been partying and going to strip clubs and dropping thousands of dollars on strippers, and it was all his money.
With Schiller's fortune spent, the gang targeted their next victims, Frank Griega and his beautiful girlfriend, Christina Ferton.
There was never any pretense. They knew they were going to kill them from the outset.
The millionaire had it all.
Lugo and Dorval, on the other hand, they won.
On the other hand, it's a serious, kind of boring-ass show right now, but I'm trying to kick it up a notch, all right? Quote of the day, people. Quote of the day. When it's time to turn the page, sometimes it's hard to think or write the next chapter. But if you start the next page before someone else writes it for you, you're a lot better off. Woo! All right. I go to my local park where I take my son, and I'm just going to go chuck some disc and just pick a tree and aim at it. Just kind of warming up for doing some discing this weekend. And I see these two big old black crows, and they're picking at something on the ground, and I'm thinking, oh, probably someone dropped some French fries or something. These crows are eating it. And then I walk up, and about 10 to 12 inches long is this lizard. And these things have been fucking with it and pecking at it and trying to kill it so they can eat it. And I scared the crows off, and I'm looking at the lizard, and he's not running away. I'm like scooting him by the tail, like, gone, dude, get. Gone, get. And he's not moving. So he's obviously pretty hurt by these crows. So I grab a couple of my Frisbee discs, and I put them on the disc, and I take them over way away from where they were, and I put them in this ground and, you know, by these rocks, and take off, and I go chuck my disc. And I'm like, about a half a football field away from where I put him down. And I turn around after I get my discs back, and I look, and those crows are there, and they're hunting for this fucking lizard. And I just chuck my discs right at the crows, dude. Like, one landed about 15 feet in front of them. They got startled, but it didn't faze them. And I was like, oh, fuck that. And I just grabbed another disc and just hummed it. And it fucking almost beamed a crow in the head, didn't they? Just took off. I was like, leave that lizard alone. Oh, shit. So stupid. But according to Stephen Wright, the way to talk to the police, you know, the cops, 5-0, popo, pigs. You know, you get it. Here's how you do it, alright? There's one way and one way only. And it's the Stephen Wright way. There's a right way and a wrong way, people.
Station, there are two signs in the window. Help wanted, self-service. So I went in and hired myself. I made myself the boss. I took all the money and I left. I was driving down the street 100 miles an hour for no reason. The police stopped me for speeding. They said, why are you going so fast? I said, why? I had my foot to the floor. Sends more gas through the carburetor. Makes the engine go faster. The whole car just takes off like that. And I said, see this right here? See this? This steers it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now, you guys know what a Debbie Downer is. Glasses half empty all the fucking time. Well, is he a Debbie Downer? Or is he right? And we're going to have to find out.
model of Facebook undermines liberal democracy. How can we stop that model?
I think it's almost impossible to stop that model because it is, the definition of dystopia is that citizens get their information about the world as determined by the world's largest advertising company. And I mean, as much
as... an interesting way to put it.
I'm on it.
The world's largest advertising company.
Yeah.
Right.
Scary shit.
Scary Larry. But, you guys down for a little bit of a politics? So I'm going to Trump bashing 101. Just to teach you guys how we do it on the Stu Show. Here it is. That was pretty up. Here it is.
Kind of American who knows they're being screwed by someone, they just don't know who. But here's what you're missing about Trump. When he says he's looking out for the little guy, he's talking about his dick.
Of course he is. Small feet. Huge penis? No, it's the other way around. Everybody knows that.
I wear a size 13 and a half.
But there's a huge gap for some reason in my shoe. you want a chick that has a balls made of steel, right? This chick is ballsy, if you ask me. I think she is. Let's hear what she has to say.
And of course, Megyn Kelly. What would I do without Megyn Kelly? You know, probably be more proud of women. Megyn Kelly got paid $23 million by NBC. Then NBC didn't let Megyn go to the Winter Olympics. Why not? She's so white, cold, and expensive, she might as well be the Winter Olympic. And by the way, Megyn, Santa's black. The weird old guy going through your chimney was Bill O'Reilly. You might want to put a flu on it or something. There's a lot of print media here.
I just think she's creative.
We have all these 24-hour news networks. And we could be covering everything, but instead we're covering like three topics. Every hour it's Trump, Russia, Hillary, and a panel of four people that remind you why you don't go home for Thanksgiving. Milk comes from nuts now, all because of the gays. You guys are obsessed with Trump. Did you used to date him? Because you pretend like you hate him, but I think you love him. What no one in this room wants to admit is that Trump has helped all of you. He couldn't sell steaks or vodka or water or college or ties or Eric. But he has helped you. He's helped you sell your papers and your books and your TV. You helped create this monster and now you're profiting off of him. And if you're gonna profit off of Trump, you should at least give him some money because he doesn't have any. Trump is so broke. He grabs pussies because he thinks there might be loose change in them. All right, like an immigrant who was brought here by his parents and didn't do anything wrong.
He grabs pussy because he thinks there might be some loose change in there. And that's what sometimes you're like this. Oh, did he really have to leave? Do we have to have only a two-term thing? I know it puts stress on the man, but this is going to bore you a little bit. Stick with me. I got some cool shit coming around the bend.
Savannah Guthrie, he's left the White House press corps to host the Today Show. Norm O'Donnell left the briefing room to host CBS This Morning. Jake Tapper left journalism to join CNN. But the prospect of leaving the White House is a mixed bag. You might have heard that someone jumped the White House fence last week, but I have to give Secret Service credit. They found Michelle, brought her back. She's safe. She's safe back at home now. It's only 9 more months, baby. Settle down. And yet somehow, despite all this, despite the churn, in my final year, my approval ratings keep going up. But, the last time I was this high, I was trying to decide on my major.
Nice. He's a dude you want to fucking burn one and have a brew with for show. For show. All right. Last bit, and then I'll start yapping again.
In this last year, I do have more appreciation for those who've been with me on this amazing ride. Like one of our finest public servants, Joe Biden. God bless him. Love that guy. I love Joe Biden. I really do. And I want to thank him for his friendship, for his counsel, for always giving it to me straight, for not shooting anybody in the face. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Here's your scoop. You think that guy had a work ethic and determination? If you can guess who this is, right? I bet you can't. This devotion, this determination, and the skill. I'd love to see someone keep this beat on a drum kit for 5 or 6 hours in a row and then do it on a tour for a whole summer is what I'm looking for, right? And let me give you a little sample right here.
That band.
You might be able to if you're smart. Alright, here's the scoop. After they get off, Weezer's coming on because they're headlining. But like, they're not the same caliber now, but when they were young and unnoticed, well, they tried harder and they were a lot meaner. You want to hear some Weezer? Psych! Alright. Let me see what else I got for you guys in store today. What do I have in store? I'm going to skip that. Alright. It is sad, and it is wrong. Yet Bill Cosby, for the first time, is getting fucked when he doesn't want it to happen. Now have a pudding pop. I fucking know that guy's getting fucking screwed. So, believe it or not, a star was born today. But in 2018, that doesn't really mean that much. The next Pitbull, or Kim Kardashian, or her dad Bruce, I can't wait to see what they have. Anyway, I am just trying to get through some sound bites, to be totally honest, people. I hope you get through this show and don't feel in me not putting in me part, you know what I'm saying? But on the Trump bashing about the lawyer, Michael Avenanti, who's against him, with his client Stormy Daniels, who did a great thing on Saturday Night Live. If you go to YouTube and check out Stormy Daniels on Saturday Night Live with Ben Stiller and all these other people, it's super duper funny. But let me see what I got here stored up, because I gotta get rid of these things anyway. Got to get rid of them.
Folk hero now. How are you coping with your newfound fame? I imagine you can't go anywhere.
Well, wait until we actually accomplish something in the coming months.
Okay, well, that's a good attitude, because, you know, I think the reason why liberals love you is, and Stormy, you know, who's, I think, acquitted herself very well. She looks very credible, and she seems like a good person. Okay, but let's be honest. The whole reason that we're in love with you and Stormy is because we think you guys the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump. It's all about that. Now, I know she's just your client, and this is one case for you, but walk me through how our dreams can come true.
So you want me to tell you about the foreplay, basically?
Yeah. Well, you're working pro bono, is that correct?
Exactly.
One porn star joke, I promise, that's it. But no, I mean, how does it get from you winning a case?
The pro bono word. Jing, jing, jing. All right. Will he show up is the question. Will he show up?
But, and you think Donald Trump will really show up?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Absolutely. I don't.
You don't?
I absolutely
don't.
Well,
that's going to set off what's called a constitutional crisis.
You think he gives a fuck?
Well, I think he should.
He should, but he should. Donald Trump should? Hello. He should do a lot of things. No, I just don't think, and then what happens if he doesn't show up?
Right? Well, it's going to be, right. You know, maybe they'll send out the U.S. Marshals for him. I don't know.
Well, it'll be his goons against your goons. But
you know what? I would look forward to that if it happened.
Yeah, I would too. Oh my God!
I think it'd be fantastic.
I think it'd be good TV. But here's one that I think is a big canard that we hear all the time: that the president is not above the law. He certainly is above the law.
No, he thinks he's above the law.
No, he is above the law in the sense that you can't just arrest a guy like Donald Trump when he is the president. You have to impeach him. If I broke a law and you told me, well, the only way they can get you, Bill, is not just to arrest you or try you in court. You have to get 435 people, a majority of them, to impeach you. And then you have to get another two-thirds of 100 people to convict you. I'd say that's quite different than what the ordinary citizen has to face.
I would agree with that, but I think, Bill, that Michael Cohen knows where almost all the bodies are buried. And I think he is going to sing like a canary. Like you cannot, like you can.
Canary in a coal mine, maybe. You never know with that kind of money. But I'll tell you what. Send in the U.S. Marshals. Go get him. Some people don't, but I love Bill Maher. He's a true talent. And a guy I want to also have a beer and a fucking doobie with. I think he's a good man. But this is about psychos. Because there's tons of psychos. And believe it or not,
They're everywhere. Everywhere. Oh, what kind of psychos? Oh. You want to know? You really want to know? Here it is, here it is.
Normal human interactions and emotions. But there is something missing. He has no compunctions. He kisses or kills without a thought.
He's talking about Donald Trump.
They are dangerous, without conscience, and all around us. In Britain, it is estimated that one in every 200 of the population is psychopathic.
Wait!
And by far the vast majority are neither criminal nor in prison.
Did you guys catch that?
But the kind of harm that psychopaths can cause at home and in the workplace is deeply damaging and costly in every sense.
We must be concerned about their impact on families when they're out in the community. They move from relationship to relationship.
Yeah, but like, you have to admit, there's still good people around, right? I mean, let's be honest.
MacArthur from his command.
April 11th, 1951.
When did Hong Kong return from British colonial rule to Chinese
control? July 1st, 1997.
When did Saigon fall to North Vietnam?
April 29, 1975.
When Kim was 9 months old, the medical world said he would never walk, talk, or be able to learn. Proving experts wrong, he is now believed to have the greatest factual memory in the world, memorizing 98% of everything he reads.
I keep thinking that pretty soon the memory full sign has to come up like it does on a computer, but it doesn't.
But it does not. All right, well, it's not my fault that it didn't come up.
This guy is a threat to Vegas. That's all I gotta say. Playing cards,
but in the elaborate mental process he uses to do it.
I have an image in my head of a person or an object for each pair of two cards, which comes to a total of 2,704 possible images. So, for example, this pack of cards starts with the Seven of Spades, King of Spades, which is a pack of seeds, growing into Two of Hearts, Five of Spades, which is Marty Pello, out of Wet, 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 and Five of Hearts, King of Clubs, which is Elmer Fudd.
Okay, music preparation time starts now.
The key to Ben's memory genius is that he uses a different part of his brain to store new information compared to the rest of us. To remember cards, most of us would use our working memory, but this can only store up to 7 new pieces of information, such as a phone number. This information is only held here for a few seconds before it's forgotten. But Ben can link any sequence of numbers and cards with images that he has permanently stored in his long-term memory. This system means that in the UK memory world, he reigns supreme.
Did you hear that? Use your brain, people.
It's a real community, the memory championship people. We all get on well. We hang out outside competitions. We sit around talking in pubs about our systems, sounding like a terrible bunch of nerds. Well, we are a terrible bunch of nerds, let's be honest about it.
Exactly, this guy. Being a memory, if you don't fucking count cards as good as you do, no, you're not a millionaire, you're douche. Ben gave up
a career in accountancy to focus on his talent. A douche, that's like the difference between a douche and a dork, but you have to mix them together. You're a fucking douche.
This is why you don't want to neglect your children, people, all right? Listen to the Stu Show.
3,100.
On top of the $100,000 plus a month they make from prints, every so often they sell an original.
Well, the most originals are between $100,000 and $300,000. Our highest one sold is $175,000. And that was a challenge. That was the one with the horse in the middle of the pine trees with the, in the snow. and sold to a rancher down in Texas. We try not to sell the originals. You know, she has control, because all of this you see here is all hers. So when she's 18, this is hers. I walk out of the picture and I do something else.
And the fruits of Akiana's labor? A new million-dollar family home.
Jimmy's painting in this area here. We'll have her probably easily...
Oh, wait a minute.
This wall.
Their daughter built a million-dollar home.
We'll have her little kitchenette.
And then
be able to have
the whole family takes care of her business. And she ain't even 18 yet.
But is this a normal childhood for a 13-year-old girl?
If a normal childhood is to sit in front of television and just be on cellular phone for 3-4 hours a day, I don't know if that's normal childhood. I consider a normal childhood being able to serve other people,
yes,
to help other children, to enjoy what you're doing, to be together with the family.
Cray, cray.
So your 13-year-old bought you a million-dollar home. Whoa! People, get busy. You gotta be like Michael Jackson's dad or something. What the fuck? This is so funny to me. Alright. I want to give you guys the aloha fucking vibe, because we need it on Big Island right now. Check out that footage, man. It's like about a 2-minute walk from my house on Bohiki Road.
Lava.